شاهنشه که باشد شعن داد پیش من دویا در ناکس میاد هم ترا و هم شهر را بردرم یعنی بار دارد دیگر این دارد تا بار دیگر دوری شهر بینم برم از تو خبر گفتم را را گرون بیش من ورنه قربا می کنم برکش لا بگردیمش بسی سودی نگرد یار من بستد مرا بگذاشت فرد یارم از زفت دو چندم بود که من هم به لطف و هم به خوبی هم به تن بعد از این زنشیر این ره بسته شد حال من این بود و با تو گفته شد از وظیفه بعد از این امید بر حق همین گویم تو را والحق و نور یار وظیفه بایدت ره پاک کن این بیا و دفع آن بیبا
So,
up to here, you know what's happening, right? Now, let's see what to start with Bismillah, because Bismillah has a terrible name. Let's go. Let's begin. Because everything starts with the name of God. Therefore, when you want to say to someone, let's go, or please come in and join us, you would say Bismillah. You're eating food, somebody is crossing the road, you say Bismillah. I mean, let's start. So, Sven.
How the lion answered the hare and set off with it. Come on in God's name, said he. Let me see where he is. Go thou in front, if thou art speaking truth, that I may give him and 100 like him the punishment they deserve. Or, if this is a lie, that I may give thy deserts to thee. The hare set out on the way in front like a guide, that he might lead him towards his snare, towards the well which he had designated. He had made the deep well a snare for his life. Thus were these...
Here, the snare is something that Persian is very complicated. It's Mab and Mob. Mob is the priest. In Zoroastrian tale, the priest is Mob or Mab. In Rumi's time, when they refer to Zoroastrian, they refer to the bi vision they have, because they believe in light and dark, opposites. Here he's talking about those opposites, and he's giving us the different ways to realize that black and white is oversimplification. That's why in his time they called the Zoroastrian kofar, because to them the devil and the god are at the same level. There is Allah Mazda and Ahraman, which they count like day and night. We know it's the influence of Mithraism and that sort of believing in nature and day and night and all that. And day and night was so clear for them to become even a terror, say, like day and night. So here he will refer to that well, the well of Mako or Mo, means the well of that priest of duality. He designated that one to be the trap, the life trap for the lion. This is what he's referring to. Yep.
Thus were these twain going till near the well. Look you, a hare as a water under straw. The water bears a blade of straw to the plain. How, I wonder, will the straw bear away a mountain?
Okay, suddenly everything shifted. Now you will see that he doesn't rush into the story. You want to see the ending, rabbit coming out and Pakistan here, and the camera will go back and all that stuff. He doesn't give you that satisfaction yet. It's time for some interval, something in between, to tell you something about something else, something that you don't take seriously. And that thing is water. When you talk about water, and you just pass through it because water is so obvious to you that you don't think about it too much. And in the stories, the water is. Nobody will say water is bad. Here with water, we are explaining the knowledge. This knowledge could be explained with water. Remember last page? Last page, he used the water in that, all those complications. What was that? You remember? When he was talking about the stick of fire and things like that, he said, have you ever seen a creek? How is it a creek? He said, when you look at a creek, it looks like full of water. How could it be? Because creek is a slope and the water is running. Water cannot remain. How come that the creek is full? Just because it's fast. It looks full to you. There is no water standing in the creek. It's impossible for the water to stand in the river and the creek. Means, if you see the water stopped, something is wrong. Knowledge doesn't stop. Knowledge is not something which is in someone. Later, we will see that and say, you know what? Whatever you have, if you keep it, maybe you become worthy. Except the water. If you keep the water, it will rot away. Water is to be running. This is the same with knowledge. If you keep a piece of knowledge, you hide it in you, that piece of knowledge is rotten knowledge and it's useless. We believe in this water because, first of all, we know that we are the bag of water mainly. And to Rumi, he's not shy to tell you that, oh brother, you're only the thought. The rest is just meat and bone, which I don't care about, remember? Again and again he would say, we are the thought, not the body. Here he said the physical state of being small or large is nothing. Right? He comes back to that water again. This water here is the knowledge. Let's hear, what is this? First of all he said, this water is a very tricky stuff. The trick explained by the rabbit before, you remember, I said this enormous body of water like ocean will keep that hay over its head. It doesn't drown the little ones, but it drowns the big ones. And you say, this water that I'm talking about, this water is slowly working under the surface. Have you seen the creeks that there are a lot of stuff on the surface, but underneath, you know, something is going? So, the knowledge I'm talking about is like that. I know that by teaching you the stuff, you will not become a better person. I said it at the beginning that I will tell you things that, but you should work on it, to believe in it and make it a lifestyle, really. These are not quote-unquote theories to learn. And he said, becoming intelligent, knowing all the theories doesn't do you good. Remember he said that God will take the broken one's hand. Later, let's talk about this knowledge. Now you will hear a lot about this knowledge, which is changing everything without you knowing it. Even right now, this knowledge is working for you. Somehow, somewhere, something is happening. But if you have a superficial point of view, superficiality doesn't let you understand what's happening underneath. Underneath, this ocean has its own mission and it's working on. Let's talk about this ocean. Yeah.